and those the incidents that were happening that you were witnessing in the club and the streets was an impetus for you to get off all mind-altering substances. Is that correct?
Yes.
You've heard testimony that you are not currently operating at your normal level of functioning. Do you believe that your functioning has deteriorated?
No.
Do you think it has improved?
Yes.
And do you think the decision to refrain from any type of mind-altering substances has contributed to that improvement in your baseline level of functioning?
Yes.
Now, there has been, you're aware that the petition refers to quite a lot of information that was gleaned from your social media accounts.
Yes.
Do you believe strongly in your freedom of speech?
Yes.
And you heard the petition reference you being delusional as far as sex trafficking rings and things of that sort. What is your response to those allegations that these are delusions?
I would dispute, since I've been working in the streets and the clubs for the last 8 years, and would be willing to give up all information and get out of that scene.
And this is referencing this, what you believe to be sex trafficking and drug trafficking that is occurring out of that club, is that correct? Is there anything else that you'd like the court to know?
A lot of the statements in the
petition
and from when I was first admitted is actually needs to be updated or changed because there's misinformation in there. And one of the big ones, as I heard here today, because I did speak with my father upon transfer here, and he said that statement that is actually written there is inaccurate.
So your father is indicating that even though the petition said that you are decompensating, that that's a incorrect statement.
Right. I did change my passwords and stuff to my personal accounts as one of the recent changes, taking responsibility for my own actions and my accounts. So that's not a lie, but father said, which is Richard Allen Turner, didn't claim that I was like lowering my standards or decomposing or anything like that.
Do you currently have any thoughts of harming any other people?
No.
What is your position regarding whether, if you were to be discharged,